Hello, friends, listeners, community. We have just finished week number 49 of season 2 of Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau, here with you in the booth every single day. Now, listen, we're coming to the end of the year, and I made a little announcement the other day, which I'm super excited about. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, it's just a short 2-minute check-in, maybe 3 minutes, not longer than that, sharing a bit about our plans for the future. But for those listening in real time, we're approaching the holidays, or I guess we're kind of in the midst of the holidays. Is Black Friday a holiday? Is Cyber Monday a holiday? That was, you know, just a couple weeks ago. And I don't know about you, but I got so many emails. I mean, I was just like, it's beginning to look a lot like email marketing. Black Friday basically starts 10 days early. Now you start getting emails like in the week leading up to Black Friday. Then you get an email that's like, hey, by the way, you know, Black Friday's coming in 2 days and then in 1 day. And then actually we're going to go early. Here the sale is on now. And then you've got the Black Friday sale, the Black Friday reminder, the extra day of Black Friday, the Cyber Monday is on the way promo, then all the stuff for that. And it just kind of goes on and on and on. I was getting emails from everybody, like any merchant that I had possibly shopped at in the past 5 years. Maybe this is you too. Maybe this is a common experience. I mean, I even got emails from like random cafes and bistros, places that I'd only been to once, a gym that I'd only been to once. I never actually joined the gym. I'd just gone for a day pass, and this was 2 years ago, but they wanted me to know about their Black Friday sale. I don't even live in that area anymore, but you know, that's a whole other problem. Like, I almost expected my therapist to be like, Chris, we got a Black Friday sale, book now and get 50% off all your sessions, you know, for the next year. I honestly would not have been surprised at that point. And I guess I kind of wondered, you know, first of all, is this effective? To a certain degree, it is, right? Because that's why they keep doing it. That's why merchants, retailers, perhaps yourself, if you have a small business, a lot of our featured side hustlers, naturally, I mean, we have kind of been conditioned now to think about, you know, Prime Day, which is another made-up holiday by Amazon, to get these deals and discounts. And so, yes, it is effective. I think it becomes less effective the more emails you get. Like, as you kind of get bombarded, it becomes less effective. But it does still seem to work, right? So in some ways, it's frustrating. It's annoying. It just kind of becomes ironic at a certain sense. But it also reminds me, as overwhelming as it can be, if you're going to have a side hustle, if you're going to have a small business, you need to do some form of email marketing. And maybe you can stand out in some way. Maybe you can do it differently. You can have some kind of creative approach. I mean, who knows? But of all the things you should leave out, I mean, this is really, you know, at the top of the list. You need some kind of email marketing program and platform. So if you haven't signed up yet, be sure you do that for your choice, you know, of platform. You can see my recommendation at sidehustleschool.com/email. You can actually get a free trial for 30 days there. And that's an offer that's not publicly available. But whether you go with my recommendation or your own thing, if you already got something, you probably don't need to change. You're probably good. But the point is to make sure you have something. And then be sure you start planning your Black Friday promotion in January because, you know, it'll be here again before you know it. All right. So in that update I shared the other day, I included this quote. I want to read it to you again because I love this quote. I feel like it should be a bumper sticker. This is a quote from one of our featured side hustlers. And she said, "People will tell you it's a risk to start your own business, but so is wasting opportunities and your potential. Time is our most precious resource. Don't let your whole life pass you by without going for what you most want." And also, if you can handle 2 encouragements or 2 motivations in 1 week, got something else I wanted to share. And this was something from yesterday's episode that didn't actually make it into the final cut, but it's something that I liked as well from the notes. So this is from Allie King, episode 707, Savvy Stationery Site Offers Cards for a Divorce in Diwali. And Allie said, "The sooner you get used to hearing no, or more likely just no response, the better. We are raised to maximize conditions for hearing yes, mitigating risk, and avoiding rejection. But when you're trying to get strangers' attention in a super competitive industry, the tactics have to be more direct. Most of the time I pitch something, I hear no thanks or nothing at all. And some days that can be demoralizing, but over time it's just become a regular part of my work, as routine as balancing the books or updating social media. Like so many aspects of starting a business, it seems to be a numbers game." So I thought that was interesting and contrarian because I do like to help people mitigate risk, but I also agree with Allie. You know, sometimes you're going to ask a bunch of people things and not everybody's going to say yes. And that's okay. And in fact, if you're never hearing no for anything that you ask, maybe you're not asking enough people or you're not asking for enough. Just think about that. And I still hear from people all the time who say, you know, "I tried something and it didn't work." And I say, "Okay, well, how many times did you try?" "Well, I tried once." You know, or actually sometimes they're like, "I tried something and it didn't work." And you kind of drill down and you actually find out that they didn't actually try. Like, they had an idea, but they didn't see it through. They got to step number 3 of 7, for example. Then they're like, "It's not working." You're like, "Well, yeah, there's 4 more steps. Like, you have to see things through. And not everything is going to work. You are going to be rejected. That's true in life, especially if it is, as Allie said, a competitive industry. but you might just have to hear some no's before you get to yes. And you might have to have some failures before you get to the success, or, you know, whatever the measurement or the metric is. You might have to go through something to get to what you really want. I think that's the point. All right, now it's time for our Blast from the Past segment. This is a quick little audio update from someone we have featured previously on the show, just kind of letting us know what's going on, what's happened, maybe a lesson or a tip for our listeners. So I believe this one is coming from Danielle. So let's turn it over to her.
Hi there. This is Danielle from ESSA Group in Washington, D.C. My side hustle is teaching citizenship classes and civics lessons on YouTube. It was featured on episode 94. Since then, I've been working on updating all my lessons and videos to reflect the changes with the current administration. There are many new regulations and policies that now require more documentation and extensive explanations that need to be added to the citizenship application. There is currently an incredible backlog of applications. When I began teaching, the whole process took between 6 to 8 months. And currently we are seeing a 14 to 16 month wait time. So easing people's fears during the process has become a big part of my job. Teaching them how to go through the proper channels within the system to get their applications moving and questions answered, or contacting their local representative or senators to intervene on their behalf, has been a big learning experience on my end. My best advice to other listeners would be to work hard on building a positive community around your brand. I pride myself on building a safe and healthy community, especially in my comment sections. I spend an hour or two each morning responding to messages. I encourage a free exchange of information and have a zero tolerance policy for hate speech. There's a lot of love on my channel, and I feel like people keep coming back because they know we really care about them. So next up, I'm planning to take on more community teaching roles in the local area. There is a large need for classes and support for our immigrant population, and several organizations, as well as the local colleges, are increasing their programs. I plan to continue to put classes on my channel and add much requested speaking and pronunciation videos as well. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Danielle. And in case you missed what she's doing, she essentially has these YouTube tutorials helping legal immigrants study for the U.S. citizenship test. And the U.S. citizenship test all on its own is no joke. Most people who are natural born U.S. citizens would not pass it without extensive studying for it. So especially for people who are coming to the country, again, legally, but don't have a lot of knowledge about political history or the institutions in our country, or if English is not your first language, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's not just the citizenship test. My understanding, she's helping people through the whole process with these free YouTube tutorials. And I love the whole project because, you know, the people who are benefiting from it, they don't pay anything for it. Like, it's completely free to them. But because of YouTube's model of advertising, you know, the little ads that you see before you watch a video, Danielle is getting paid through that. And that's her side hustle. So if you want to hear more about how that actually works, go back and listen to the episode, number 84. And indeed, so much complexity here with any change in presidential administrations, but especially with this one that has taken such a hard line against immigration. And so that's why I think what she's doing is so valuable. There's a lot more complexity. It's harder. So she's helping to simplify. And also, as she said, helping build community. And helping foster like a sense of cooperation and communication between people. So I love what she said and her encouragement to you. We've had like three encouragements for the day. It's encouragement day. Work hard on building a positive community around your brand. And I also second what she says about how you don't need to put up with anybody in your life who is super negative. Like, I'm just going to take it broader, not just your side hustle, but in your life, you don't need to put up with anybody who is a hater or a troll or is just trying to bring you down. Man, life is too short for that. Let's build positive community. Doesn't mean we can't have, you know, disagreements, interactions, and so on. But again, primary goal should be to build one another up. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I really appreciate what she does as well. So you can check out her work again in that episode number 84 or at essagroup.org. That's ESSA group.org, ESSA group.org. And she's got plenty of stuff on her website, but you really want to check out the YouTube channel, which is linked then from that site, or we'll also link up the YouTube channel directly because that is the core of the whole project. All right, more of these to come. It's been really fun to look back and see where people are compared to where they were when we started. And also, just a reminder, if you have a question or comment, you can call us. You can leave a short message. We might play it on the air. We might not. We're still happy to hear from you either way. The Hustle hotline is 844-9-HUSTLE, 844-948-7853. Or, of course, you can also email at podcast@sidehustleschool.com. Otherwise, on the show this week, we have had, once again, a varied set of stories from a spousal birthday gift that becomes a $40,000 card game to a shoe designer who runs after a $1 million challenge. Friends foster Korean face mask frenzy. That may have actually been my favorite, although it was hard because there were several good ones. Oh, and I did go and order some Korean face masks, by the way, just, you know, since everybody was wondering, I'm sure. And then not to forget, probably my other favorite, episode 702, Veteran Turns Sweet Compulsion into Obsessive Candy Hustle. This is the OCD Candy Store, which is located in Tacoma, Washington, and somewhat online. Her goal is to make it more online going forward so that she can serve people across the country and perhaps beyond. But now the next time I go up to Seattle, perhaps I can stop off in Tacoma and check out this candy shop for myself, because it sounds pretty fun. And if you're in the area, of course, go and say hi. Coming up next week, we are looking at comic strips. We are looking at something called Supernola Snacking, and we're looking at a weekly fig delivery service. That's just what it says here. So I'm going to take the word of Whitney and our team that, in fact, we're going to have a whole episode all about a weekly fig delivery service. We certainly know that there have been stranger things, so I look forward to all that is to come. Last but not least, in the third to final week of the year, 2018, I still can't believe that, but we're just going to have to move on because that is reality, apparently. Before I close it out, I want to say thank you. I want to say thanks to our team that makes this possible, and I want to say thanks to you, the listener. So our crew, really appreciate them. Senior producer AC Valdez, content manager Whitney Korinick, community liaison Jed Chang, Tina Hart working with me on several projects. We still need a title for her on my list, and the official show cat, Libby Guillebeau. Those are some of the people and one cat that I work with on a regular basis, but there are other people doing stuff too. I'm grateful for all of them, and I am grateful for you. Because, as I said in, you know, week number one, day number one, actually, of the show, you know, 708 days ago, if you're listening, you're the reason we make the show. If you make the commitment to make this part of your routine, I commit to supporting you fully in your quest to create a new source of income. I want the show to be helpful to you. I want to build positive community, just like Danielle mentioned in her little update. And I want you to be able to see the results that you want. I want you to be able to pursue a dream, to pursue a goal, and also feel supported along the way. And as I mentioned in the check-in message the other day, I want to do more to support you in that. So I'm definitely taking some time to think, okay, you know, how do we build more of a foundation? How can we improve the Side Hustle Society program? Going to reopen that in January. I would love for you to join if you have not already. I'll tell you more about that soon. But mostly, what can we do just to provide a better foundation for everything? So much more to come. I don't want to go on and on. Just know that I am thankful for you. I don't take anything about this for granted, and I want to keep improving. Oh, and before I go, just a super quick ask. If you like the show, be really grateful for a 5-star review, a little rating on iTunes. Actually, it's Apple Podcasts. I always forget that. Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends, because it is free. It is listener supported. And if you know somebody who needs another source of income, send them to us. We'll take care of them. So that's it for me today. But of course, much more is on the way. Consider this an investment in yourself. 10 minutes a day. That's all it is. Episodes go online at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Time. Be sure you're subscribed. Once again, my name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.